Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I was just finishing with the study and starting the invitation. Listen closely as we go into this important time of our study. For the Bible stands. Now, a rival or idol is anything, be it wickedness or a simple, clean pleasure that draw you away from God, His holiness, and His service, making that second place and making those things of holiness, service, and the walk with God and being in His house second place, and a thing that you only do when it's convenient and it doesn't interfere with that pleasure or what be it. You see, that's not commitment. So my friend, can you see it now? Can you see it now? We have a revival. We have a rival. Do you know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Is He your Lord and God? Satan is going to do everything he can to keep you from receiving Him. Don't let him do that. My friend, God can save you. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, 3, and 4, that God have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, and that includes you. He'd have you to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible is filled with unlikely candidates for salvation, from man's perspective, that is. Might have been Rahab, the harlot, but God saved her, and she's in the ancestral line of Christ. It could be the woman at the well, the thief on the cross who never did any good work. He would be dead, but God saved him that day, didn't he? It could be Moses, the murderer. That's just a few of the people the Bible says got saved. Praise God, there is no respect of persons with God. He desires that all would come to Him. For we read in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. My friend, why not right now, right where you are, call upon the Lord to save your soul? You see, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's me. That's you. See, the glory of God is Jesus Christ. That's why we're accepted only in His righteousness, not our own. But don't compare yourself to some hypocrite in the church, some bad person. Somebody that claimed to be a Christian, but you knew that they were no good? No. God doesn't even compare you to the best of people here on earth. He compares you to Jesus Christ, and we all fall short. The idea is we continually come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned come short of the glory of God. We read in Romans 6:23, where the wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, what is owed us, for the wages of sin, didn't say big sin, a whole lot of sin, certain kind of sin, just said for the wages of sin, general term there, for the wages of sin is death. That is, final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. You might say, Pastor, I really don't believe that that's what that means. Well, read the rest of that verse. Now, what I just gave you was pretty grim news, but the good news followed. But the gift, not the wages, the gift of God to us, that is, for the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So this is looking at eternity. Your spirit's going to live forever. If it goes to be with the Lord, that's life. If it goes to hell, that's death, because the word death doesn't mean ceasing to exist. It means separation. You're separated forever from God in a lake of fire. Now, I believe that the believer gets a new body, as the Bible says, but I believe that there's a body for the one that dies without Christ. I believe that body's in hell, that's able to feel pain just like this body does now. It's able to feel heat. It's able to feel all those things, but it just won't cease to exist. It will not pass away. And that person's in the lake of fire forever and ever. That's not life. That's death. And yet alive, separated forever from God without hope. Oh, what a psychiatric type of a thing. I mean, a person not being able to have any hope. 1 second after death, it's too late. You know, a few years ago, I had an opportunity to take some people to Israel, and they could go free. Their food would be provided, airfare, everything, hotels, all of it provided. They backed out. They never followed through. Now, the cost at that time for the tickets were right around $3,000. That would have taken care of all of it. And somebody paid the penalty. Three of those were children, and they couldn't pay it. So somebody had to pay it for them to go, and somebody made the payment. But they did not go. 1 second after the group left to go to Israel, it was too late. 1 second after death, 1 second after the return of Christ, it's too late to get saved. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that profound? Christ died for us, old rotten sinners like myself. Well, he did. So, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. So we go on to Romans 10:9. He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made in salvation. Now let's look at that. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. That's what the word Lord is looking at, his deity. He was 100% God. But Jesus is the name of his humanity. He was 100% man. He had a human spirit. Matter of fact, when he was on the cross, it was on his human spirit that God poured out his wrath for 3 hours. First 3 hours on the cross, man did what he could to Christ. That bloody mess up there was a visual picture for us to see what our sin deserved. But it's the last 3 hours when the skies turned dark and God took over. And the Bible says that it pleased the Lord to bruise him because his attitude about sin didn't change when he saw my sin on Jesus Christ. For he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Now, Jesus did not become a sinner. It's just that our sin was placed upon him. So he became sin for us. That is, he became the object of the wrath of God, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, in Christ, you see. So, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Don't be ashamed of it. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. You just really believe that he literally, bodily rose from the dead 3 days later. He says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ. And with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. You call upon him. Just like in a marriage, you have witnesses to that. And you call upon him to save you. With the heart, man believeth to righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. And then he says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, my friend, there's a day where I could write my name on whosoever. For if Andy Bloom would call upon the name of the Lord, he'd be saved. You can write your name there too, and he'll save you. For if you come to him, he promises in John 6:37, he'll in no wise cast you out. But you're coming to him, the idea that he's going to cleanse you from your sin by his precious blood. He wants to take your sin from you, and he is Lord, he is God. Now you're his child, you're his bride, and you're submitted to him. Would you do that right now? Would you ask him to save your soul? Pray not right where you are right now. Pray this prayer that I'm going to pray. The prayer that I pray would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean this, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now accept Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just now received Christ and you meant that, would you let us know by either emailing us or writing us at the address our announcer gives you here in just a few moments? And by the way, I don't put people on the mailing list, so you don't have to worry about that, but I do like to hear from you, and that's an encouragement. If you have access to the internet, let me just also say this. I'm talking about Eastern times now, but you can go to our radio station on the internet and you can share this plan of salvation at 12:30 p.m. Eastern time and 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays. Monday through Friday, they're at 5:40 p.m. So I would encourage you to do that, or you can just go to our website and you'll see the plan of salvation. You can read it, or you can click on it and get the audio and where I go through the plan of salvation on, but get others to listen to it with you and lead them to Christ. Perhaps they will call upon the Lord to save them. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. That concludes our study of 1 John. So we're looking perhaps maybe for a between the books study or maybe even a new book of the Bible. So, hey, be looking forward to hearing you next broadcast. My friend, please tell others about the Lamp and Light because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And let the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.